Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.
Hey friends, welcome to another video. So I don't think I chose the right moment to record this video because one, there's a lot of mosquitoes, and two, well, it's actually raining, so... But anyways, I'm super excited because I've decided to start this new series, which is called Raw, in which I've pretty much just raw because of zero to little editing and more on the message side, right? But anyways, I've realized that true happiness comes from within, and it comes from developing your inner self, right? Because this true happiness will always come from the things you've developed inside yourself and not on the external things. So that's why all of my videos are pretty much focused on something that will improve yourself, and that will in return attract, if you're looking for wealth, maybe you're looking for relationships, maybe you're looking for happiness, all of the things revolve around this. So what I need you to understand right now is that if you let your happiness come from external things, the first thing you need to understand is those things are out of your control. Let's say, for example, your whole happiness is based around money and material things like cars. What happens when your car gets damaged? What happens when you lose that material thing? What happens when you stop making that money? By relying on that external things, you're pretty much pointing your whole weight on one thing, which if you lose it, you lose your happiness, right? So it wouldn't make any sense to be like that in life. Now, something you can control is your inner emotions, your thoughts, your actions, all of that things are inside your control. So since you can control that, basically, if you focus on that and you base your happiness on that, you're gonna be always a happy person, or you'll most of the time be happy, right? Because sometimes there's external things which will come into your life, which we cannot control, I understand that. But the more you develop your inner self, the easier it's gonna be for you to stand in this neutral level of balance emotionally, which it's gonna give you overall happiness in the long term. So if you wanna go to bed and feel amazing, like you've achieved something and you wanna go to bed and feel happy about it, the way to do that is by small amounts of daily growth. By accumulating those daily growth, you're gonna notice that over time your happiness is gonna grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's what we want, right? Something you're gonna notice with the people that surround you is that all of these people who have depression, loneliness, relationship problems have something in common, and that is they do not accumulate this daily little growths, you know? They don't accumulate growth, they don't accumulate self-improvement on a daily basis. And instead, these people, what they do is they rely on these external things, which are pretty much what is the foundation for their level of happiness. They accumulate external things, thinking that by accumulating these things, you're gonna be able to reach a level of success, which is happiness, right? They're shooting for happiness, and they think these external things are gonna be able to level them to that plane. So maybe right now you have a big house, you have a car, you have a nice wife or a nice relationship, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm truly happy. I've achieved all of this, and my happiness comes from all of these achievements. Now imagine the worst case scenario, and let's say you lose all of this. How would you feel? What would happen to your happiness? You would be left with all those negative emotions, and you wouldn't know what to do with all of this, right? So by putting your emotions and your happiness on something else, which is internal, something you can carry around, and even if you lose everything, imagine everything goes away from you, you lose everything, but you still have your inner peace and your inner self-growth, and your happiness comes from within, you know, from the achievements you've reached mentally inside yourself and the growth you've experienced. Nothing can destroy you. Like, you're gonna become a fearless person. And I know it's a lot of information I'm putting in your head right now, and you might be like, what are you talking about, right? But this is a conclusion I came through thousands of books I've read, and I've noticed that by putting all of my happiness on this one thing, which is myself, my inner self, I've noticed that while other people are emotionally on a roller coaster with their emotions going up and down, you know, and their happiness going sometimes up, sometimes down, I'm able to maintain myself in a balance. I'm able to maintain myself in a neutral position and balance all of my emotions and pretty much just be happy, you know? Something that truly blows my mind is I've noticed that there's people who are disabled who have nothing in their life externally, but they have more joy and more happiness, better emotions than people who have everything. because they focus on something that they can control, which is their inner self.
By setting your success as success equals improving myself every day, just a little, even if it's just a small amount, and using that improvement to help other people, to bring these people up to my level, you're gonna notice that you're gonna be a happy person throughout your life. And those things accumulate over time, and it's something you cannot lose. They cannot remove helping other people from your mind. If you help other people, you're gonna notice that that's something that is gonna come with you till the day you die, and it's something that is gonna accumulate. So it's amazing to have that feeling, and I want you to experience that either by building a great company that helps people, either through charity, donating money. There's a lot of ways you can do this. It's up to you to decide what goes aligned with your purpose in life, right? If you enjoyed this video, make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe, because by subscribing and hitting the notification bell, you're gonna be notified every time I put a new video out there. And I put, with this new playlist, I created the Raw playlist. You're gonna notice that I'll be able to put more videos out there every week. So make sure you do that. And I'm gonna see you, my friends, in the next video. Take care.
Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.